From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Andrea Mako reports a porcupine suit that Greene County's Health Services Committee made a dire warning about emergency medical services and commissioned a study to find a solution. The committee unanimously approved a resolution that said in part, and I quote, "The future of the EMS system as it currently stands is in jeopardy of collapsing due to rising costs and staffing issues," end quote. The mountaintop towns, in particular, want a countywide ambulance service. The resolution also said, and I quote, "Several town supervisors have reached out to the county and voiced their concerns regarding the rising cost and staffing issues," end quote. The town of Hunter says its emergency responder costs are up $250,000 this year. Making the problems worse, emergency calls are up in Greene County from 7,323 calls in 2020 to 8,672 times in 2022. The full legislature will vote on approving the resolution and hiring an independent group to study the issue at its next regular meeting on December 20th. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Representative Mark Molinaro appeared on the television show Capital Tonight on December 6th and spoke about what he wanted to hear at the Republican presidential debate that night. Here is a short excerpt of what Molinaro said.
What I want to hear is a commitment to address the mental health crisis in this country. And I think that without question, wherever you live, in any community, anywhere in the country, you know that mental health and mental wellness is a serious concern. Add to that substance use disorder and the flow of fentanyl into this country, we need a coordinated approach to not only enforce the law and secure the border, but also to ensure that there's treatment and support services and mental wellness care nationwide. That's why, by the way, I advocated for 988 and crisis stabilization centers, but nationally we need a mental health plan.
You can hear the full interview on Capital Tonight. News 10 Albany reports that the flu is now prevalent in New York State, that mask requirements for certain healthcare workers are now in effect. New York State Health Commissioner Dr. James McDonnell announced that unvaccinated healthcare workers must now wear masks in hospitals, nursing homes, diagnostic and treatment centers, certified home health agencies, long-term home health care programs, AIDS home health care programs, licensed home health care service agencies, limited license home care service agencies, and hospices. This week, flu cases are up 34% in New York. McDonnell said, and I quote, "We have now declared that flu is prevalent in New York State, which means healthcare personnel who are not vaccinated against the flu this season need to take extra precautions and wear a mask in healthcare facilities, as they are exposed to sick patients and come into close contact with those most vulnerable to the flu. Everyone 6 months of age and older should get the flu shot, as it is the best way to protect yourself and will lessen the symptoms if you do get sick. It's not too late. Get your flu shot today," end quote. Read more about this story at News 10 Albany. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.